Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
This bonus Friday episode of our show is brought to you by Wipers123.com. Wipers123.com is focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's selling easy-to-install premium wiper blades and providing premium service. Wiper blade installation for your vehicle has never been easier thanks to the team at Wipers123.com. From heavy-duty or RV wiper blades to rear blades or wiper blades for classic cruisers, even wiper blades for the Batmobile can be found at Wipers123.com. No matter what you're driving, Wipers123.com has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle. Their massive inventory covers 99% of all the vehicles on the road right now, and their easy-to-use online lookup tool will match the exact wiper blade to your vehicle. Wipers123.com is the only place where you can purchase the Trico Smart Set wiper blades. Trico Smart Sets come in three different variations. Trico Smart Set Monsoon to battle back against areas with heavy rainfall, Trico Smart Set Tundra for areas with snowy conditions, and Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between. Shop now at Wipers123.com and they'll hook you up with a free application of Trico View. Trico View is a professional-grade rain-repellent treatment that takes less than a minute to apply and will have water flying off your windshield as you drive. Use promo code VIEW, V-I-E-W, at checkout to receive your free Trico View windshield application. Thanks, Wipers123. Don't tell me reviews don't got no stars. Don't tell me reviews don't got no stars.
It sounded like something spooky skeletons. Dun, 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 dun. Did you? So right before you hit that, you were like, "I'm so excited about this one." Did you love it because it was saying your name over and over again? Is that why you were excited?
No, it's Shakedown Street by the Grateful Dead.
I didn't know that, but did you love it because they were saying your name and you just love that shit? You crazy ass.
No, it was just one of my favorite songs. Yeah, Shakedown Street.
No, I didn't.
No, because you're calling me like a crazy ass. I don't even.
No, but you're crazy ass.
I'm crazy ass, or I'm a crazy ass.
I love that. That sounded fucking sick.
That was awesome.
Jeffrey Aaron James.
The beginning of that was also very accurate. I don't know how he arranged it that way. That was amazing. That came in from Sean and Eli. And there's a PS from Eli saying, "Respond to my DMs, Jeff. Not giving out the handle. Not going to dox myself, obviously." So there's no way that I could know who it was, right?
That was incredible. That was really fun.
That was unbelievable. That one made me really happy. I was dancing along the entire time. If you guys liked that, but had never heard the what it was, check out Shakedown Street, the studio version by the Grateful Dead.
Jeffrey.
Riley.
We're here on a bonus Friday.
We're here on what can only be described as a bonus Friday.
And because it
it's
is.
It's Friday.
And it's a bonus episode.
And it is that. It's bonus and, yeah.
So
it's a bonus Jonas Friday episode.
It's a bonus. So it's Frankie Jonas on the pod.
Yeah.
No, we can only hope.
Should we?
Should we?
Should we get Frankie
we
Jonas
get the bonus
for a
Jonas?
Bonus Friday? I think we should send an email.
Oh my God.
Can you fucking imagine? No, what else is he doing?
We
no
have
offense,
a bonus
Frankie.
Bonus Jonas on the bonus Friday app. That'd be
Hang
fucking
incredible.
Hang
on, I'm
incredible.
Actually going to get a number crunch on what Frankie Jonas is up to these days. In the meantime, how are you in the 40 minutes since we last recorded?
In the 40 minutes since we last recorded, everything's changed for me.
How so?
My coffee is cold now, but I'm still going to drink it.
Okay. And it's almost 5, and I can feel the little, like, my stomach is like, oh, I don't really want coffee in an empty stomach before dinner. But I'm like, oh, you're going to have it. You're going to have it. I mean, I already put the cinnamon in it. So that's, like, that's what's shaken.
He's at UTA. He's at UTA, and he hasn't worked in a minute. Okay. Seemingly by choice. Seemingly by choice.
Great. We'll reach out for the bonus Jonas Friday episode. Jeffrey, what's new with you in the last 40 minutes?
An amazing rendition of Shakedown Street. And now I realize that I need to figure out how to get Barbara Jonas's email.
Should we just cut to the chase of what our episode
couldn't
today
be more
is?
Excited about this episode.
So I texted Jeff the other day, and y'all know this, yeah, dear listeners, whenever, like, we're brainstorming ideas, one of us will text the other being like, what should we do, and we'll pitch ideas back and forth. I texted Jeff, what do you want to review? He sends back in all caps, dangerous equipment.
Yes, correct.
And I said, could we be a little bit more specific than that?
Mm.
Because, you know, we've done episodes like Arby's in the tri-state area.
Sure.
We have done, I'm trying to think of other really specific ones. We haven't done super specific. We haven't actually done like regionalized like tailors on like Wall Street tailors. We should get back to doing like really hyper specific stuff like that. But
yeah,
we pride ourselves in doing things that are specific enough that, you know, they could go on forever. And so I said,
Legoland's in the San Diego County area.
Right. So Jeff said dangerous equipment. I'm like, could you be more specific? And he goes, either we do dangerous equipment or we don't record. And so
either we do dangerous equipment as is, or we do a different episode topic entirely.
We're doing
dangerous equipment
today. So Jeff, why?
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 Why not? I think it's funny when people mishandle cats. The construction equipment manufacturer, not felines.
I'm like, there's no way that you brought her. Well, this is actually the first time that we've done that we're doing reviews for something that, like, I actually have no idea what you're going
to
bring in.
No, that's why I thought it'd be fun. Maybe it didn't have to be dangerous equipment. What I was excited about was that I don't know what you're going to bring
in. I have no idea what you're going to bring in. So, Jeff, when you think dangerous equipment, and we could just jump into the reviews from here. When you think dangerous equipment, what came to mind for you?
Cranes. Bulldozer, basically construction equipment, warehouse equipment.
And did
forklifts.
You find reviews for these things?
No.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
I did.
Read.
I did.
See, I looked up.
Yep.
I looked up wrecking ball reviews, and everything was giving me like reviews of the Miley Cyrus song. I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for.
Well, that would have worked. I would have taken that. I would have taken that because she was dangerous equipment.
I have something different, but that's where my mind went to as well. So, what did you pick?
I picked a 1-star review from SNF Forklift Inc.
I almost went with a forklift.
Yeah. So this is actually right near the old HeadGum office in the Arts District. And this is a 1-star review from EC. Do you want to give EC a first and last name?
Electric Cone.
Electric Cone. 1-star. I should have read the comment from Ginger. This company is the absolute worst company I've ever dealt with. And Paco is the most dishonest person I've ever met. I feel robbed. I took my forklift to his shop at his convenience. I do have space in my yard. And after a month, he still hadn't put a hand on my forklift. He came up with 1,000 excuses, but promised to start working on it soon. 2 weeks later and nothing. So finally, he said that he was too busy and didn't have time to work on it, but he promised to bring it back to my yard. After a week of me calling asking for my forklift to be delivered to my yard, he finally told me to come and pick up my fucking thing and that he was not going to fix it or deliver it to my yard. I sent a tow truck to pick it up, but he refused to give it over. I went to his shop to find a 3-hour inspection bill plus towing, and if I wanted my forklift back, I had to pay. In order to stop the bleeding, that is what I did. And finally, I was able to get my forklift back. Disrespectful, dishonest, arrogant, liar, corrupt, cheater, deceitful, untrustworthy, and unfair, that is Paco. I'm on my phone with my attorney putting together a list of all the expenses he cost me, including the rent of another forklift, towing fees, and charges that he fabricated in order to get my forklift back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry. You know, as we are here celebrating the life of Paco, we really couldn't expect someone to... Sorry, get...
get off the stage. Sorry.
I'm serious.
I know. You need to get off the stage right now. His family is grieving. This is not the time or the place.
And this is exactly the funeral that Paco deserved. Did you know that he held my forklift for over a month?
My sweet Paco died unexpectedly in an accident. My children and I need to grieve. Please leave. Why are you doing this to us?
And you know what? I'd be surprised if Paco even knew how to operate a forklift. Maybe that's why he died.
It's a crime.
Is that the accident?
Gas? He was.
Was that the accident?
Are you Jared R?
Who's asking?
Everyone. We are.
You didn't all ask in unison.
Are you Jared R?
Yeah, my name is Jared Reckler.
Big gasps. It was your forklift that killed him.
Well, you know what? He should have given it to me back then. That's why, now I'm starting to understand why it took him, he didn't pick up my calls and why I didn't get it back for a while.
This is...
When did he die? Was it, like, 2 days ago?
It was,
or was
2 days
it
ago.
Oh. So, yeah, he did have my forklift for a month.
Oh, my God! What? Enough is enough. Can you just let him rest in peace? He starts throwing, like, loose bills at you. Is
rest
this what
in
you
peace
want?
Now?
Is this
I don't
what
want your
want?
Money.
What do you
He
want?
Rested for 2 months. 2 months he rested when he had my forklift. He didn't touch it. I called him, and guess what he said to me? He said, I come pick up your fucking thing. He didn't even know the model number.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes he was a little busy. I mean, things were
Are you
tough
his wife?
At home.
Yes, were
you
his
I'm
wife?
His wife.
Did he even bring money home? Because I don't understand, if he wasn't doing any work, how he made any money. It feels like he just had a warehouse that he filled with industrial equipment and then just kind of sat on it.
We don't have to do this here.
Mom, why is this man still at Dad's funeral?
How does he have such a young kid? He was like in his 70s. So are you. I'm sorry to comment on your age. I don't understand the mechanics of that either. None of this adds up. I am sorry to be doing this at a eulogy. I just didn't know who else to yell at because he's dead.
Everyone just starts weeping again. It's still so fresh. And yes.
It's fresh for me too. You know how to know it's fresh? This bill that I paid already. $3,100 for nothing.
Listen, did he have a job, a real job? No. Did he have a warehouse filled with equipment that he would just sit on and scam people out of? Yes. And that we can deal with at another time. Please just let us grieve in peace, okay? Get in line. You turn and there's like a list of people with the same bills as
you. You gotta be kidding me. I thought I was, yeah.
All right. They're all waiting patiently.
Guys, shouldn't it be class action then? Shouldn't just be an individual lawsuit. Guy, I'm so sorry to do this while I'm still on stage.
Guys in line, you guys want to file class action against Paco instead of individually? Because then they can grieve. We can get financial compensation. Does that make sense? I feel like that's the way to make everybody happy.
No, man.
Everybody looks sad over here.
I hear you, but I feel like it's like this is kind of my time to shine. It's like I feel like I'm not really seen by any of my friends or family, so getting up and doing it eulogy style feels exciting. Yeah, me too. It feels exciting.
Well, you guys could still give speeches. I just like maybe we file class action.
Oh, that's not, I mean, as long as we can give speeches and file class action, like that's,
yeah.
Is that cool with everyone?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the lines out the door. yeah. What? No, you're not all gonna give speeches about how you all hated my husband. This is crazy.
No, this is Paco, all right? amongst other things, he was disrespectful, dishonest,
Stop
arrogant,
it.
A liar, corrupt, a cheater.
Hey, come on,
deceitful,
man. You're stealing my material. You're stealing my
You wrote
my
that
material.
Down?
Yeah.
No way you wrote it verbatim.
I wrote it verbatim. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And you know what? None of this even makes me happy because guess what? I had to rent another forklift. Like, I just wanted my forklift fist. It doesn't get me off to be here to, you know... soliloquy on stage.
Great.
About your dead husband.
Stop saying that. It's
you.
Still...
We all know he's dead.
From the casket.
A sneeze.
Whoa, guys, what was that?
You're surprised?
It was nothing. I sneezed. I sneezed.
No, you didn't. I was looking right at you. We were holding
Achoo.
A conversation.
Sorry, it's just in the grieving. It probably got lost in the grieving.
pollen comes by and you actually sneeze? So it doesn't sound similar at all, right? Unless you have two distinct sneezes. Now I see what's going on. This is an insurance fraud scheme, isn't it? Paco faked his own death.
Everybody, lock the doors. They're all staying in here.
No, we're not.
The mourners lock the doors.
Why?
Paco sits up.
Aren't you guys pissed? He swindled you. This is crazy.
Now you are going to keep your mouth shut, okay? This is how we've always done business, Paco. And this is how we're going to continue to do business from this day forward. And yeah, these aren't our kids. I'm way too old to be popping them out like this. These are our employees. They used to work at a children's haircutting salon, and now they work for us.
An industrial equipment repair warehouse? That's absolutely illegal. Also, how good was your guys' insurance policy anyways? Was it good? Did you even have one?
It was impeccable. So listen, you're going to keep your mouth shut, okay? And we'll give you your precious little forklift back. Or else, you might have to go the way of Paco.
Paco's alive.
But he'll go the way of that you thought Paco was like 5 minutes ago. We're gonna kill you if you don't agree to this.
I get it. Fine. Just, I'm still gonna sue.
Jack, Jill, get them.
Come on, just like a bunch of little four-year-olds. What the hell are they gonna do?
They Transformers style, they climb on top of each other and make a human forklift start lifting you up.
I'm so high up. How is this possible? Do not drop me. Do not drop me. I'm afraid of heights. This is absolutely insane. It just keeps going, bursts through the roof. Paco!
Human forklift to the moon. Oh my god.
Alright, should we take a break and thank our Bonus Friday sponsor?
I guess you could say we could do that.
Oh my god. I'm sorry that's how you talk.
Okay. Break time. Big thank you to Wipers123 for sponsoring this week's Bonus Jonas Friday. Just kidding, Frankie Jonas is not on this episode. But Wipers123.com is focused on one thing and one thing only, selling easy-to-install premium wiper blades and providing premium service. Wiper blade installation for your vehicle has never been easier thanks to the team at Wipers123.com. From heavy-duty or RV wiper blades to rear blades or wiper blades for classic cruisers, even wiper blades for the Batmobile can be found at Wipers123.com. No matter what you're driving, Wipers123.com has a wiper blade that's gonna fit your vehicle. Their massive inventory covers 99% of all vehicles on the road right now, and their easy-to-use online lookup tool will match the exact wiper blades to your vehicle. Wipers123.com is the only place you can purchase the Trico Smart Set wiper blades. Trico Smart Sets come in three different variations. Trico Smart Set Monsoon to battle back against areas with heavy rainfall, Trico Smart Set Tundra for areas with snowy conditions, and Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between. Trico Smart Set wiper blades are American-made, all-weather, premium beam blades that feature quick click technology, allowing for extreme ease of installation. Wipers123.com actually has a guarantee on their website that says you can have their Trico Smart Set wiper blades installed in less than 30 seconds. Shop now at Wipers123.com. They'll hook you up with a free application of Trico View. Trico View is a professional grade rain repellent treatment that takes less than a minute to apply and will have water flying off your windshield as you drive. Use promo code VIEW, V-I-E-W, at checkout to receive your free Trico View windshield application. Thanks, Wipers123.
And we're back.
Back. Riley. Back again. Jeffrey, today, I was thinking forklift. I was thinking crane. I was thinking bulldozer. I was thinking John Deere products. I was thinking like lawnmowers and the like. But no.
Yeah.
When I thought of what's really dangerous that I could buy on the internet, obviously it's a garbage disposal. Here we go. This is a 4-star review for the InSinkErator garbage disposal.
Oh, my God.
From Carol Y.
Carol Y?
Okay. Carol Y. 4 stars. The title is Newbie Installers. So to me, single mother of four, a garbage disposal is a garbage disposal. Just needs to work. With that being said, I purchased, watched some YouTube videos, and YOU is capitalized, space, tube, space, videos, and began to install. The only difficult part was holding the disposal with one hand in place while trying to secure it at the top while using a screwdriver to rotate. So, all caps, newbies, it can be done. It's just about a 15 to 20 minute pain in the butt. For those that refuse to ask for help, like myself, I suggest you get a buddy to do it for you. It'll save you 15 to 20 minutes of bad words. Hashtag shout out to plumbers. And the two is a number two.
Oh.
It just made me think of like if a mom like this was an influencer.
She's an influencer. You're live and I'm the commenters.
Hey guys, it's Mama Maybell. I'm back with another week of tips and tricks for tweens and toddlers. And so this week, you guessed it, you guys. We're going to be talking about high chair installation. Blah! Who wants to do it? Not me. But you know what? I have an incredible review for the high up high chair.
Seven people on watching the live.
Oh my god, you guys are coming in droves. Hello to everyone out there. Shout out to all my fellow mommies.
Why does this person look so familiar?
Why do I look so familiar? Why do I look so familiar?
Yeah, wait, wasn't she was just on the news. Her husband died in a horrific car accident.
Okay, alright, we don't need to. Alright, I'm just gonna scroll past those. So, today I'm gonna be talking to you about the high up high chair for your children. Now, this high chair is for ages 1 to 3.
It was DUI.
What is it?
10 car pile up on I-71.
Okay, guys, if you have any questions specifically about the high chair, we're going to do a little demo with my Avery. My Avery's going to get... Okay, sweetie, we're just going to put you up there. So, you know, I installed this
they
myself
must be taking it so hard.
In 15 minutes. And, you know, even for me, even for a mom like me, it wasn't too bad for a newbie like myself. So if you have any more products that you want, you can just send me. I'm going to look at the chat and see if any things that you have linked for kids must be taken.
It's all counseling websites. We're so sorry about your loss. I can't imagine little Avery growing up without a father figure. But
okay.
You're going to be okay.
So we're
you don't
gonna,
have to go live, by the way.
We're going to test the weight of the high chair table itself. So,
oh no, she's going to get in the chair. Please don't do this.
A lot of high chair tables can only hold a certain amount. Let's say like maybe 10 to 20 pounds. But
it's
going to
be so sad to watch.
That the high up high chair can hold even
the number's grown to 1,500 people.
Even a mama
it's going
like
viral.
Me. Wow! Welcome to all my new mommy heads out there. Hello.
Do not get in the chair. Welcome. No, I want to see her get in the chair. No, that's going to be humiliating. That's why we all came.
Mascara running down my face. Okay, Avery, just come up. We're going to get out of the high chair. And we'll pass you to your brother,
Avery
Charlie.
Starts crying.
Oh, no, Charlie, can you just like, I think she might need a diaper change. Charlie, can you go do that, honey? Thank you. You're the man of the house. Go change that diaper.
Oh, she just said a seven-year-old was the man of the house. But hopefully she doesn't get in the high chair. This is insane. Get in the high chair. Yeah, we want to. 25,000 people. High chair. High chair. High chair.
Oh, wow. Everyone really wants it. Well.
No, no one wants it. Please. You do not have to do this.
I was going to test by putting a full roast chicken on there. But you know what? I guess that this mama's still got some limber bones. I am only 31.
Come to Brazil.
So let's.
You're gonna listen to these fuckers.
Let's just.
We've been here. Us seven people have been here since the beginning. Do not get in the high chair.
In there.
Oh.
And I'm.
Yeah.
Here.
She humiliated herself.
So as you can tell, this high chair is not breaking. So that's gonna be five out of five high fives for the high chair. Now, what's so great is that it's easy in and easy out. And so if
it
just...
shatters. Oh! Are you okay? Yeah!
Mom, is everything okay in there? Yeah, Charlie, I'm fine.
300,000 viewers.
I'm fine. Let me just... I crawl over to the phone. You just see like the tops of my eyes and like the bit of my nose from under.
Live video ended. Oh, that was so sad.
5 minutes later, I post a video. It's a sponsored ad, and it's me just like fully bruised. I just want to say thank you again to the High Up High Chair team for sending the best product for me and my family. Hashtag shout out to High Chairs. I couldn't done it without you guys, and this is a sponsored post. Kids are the future. This isn't part of the ad. This is, I just want to say that, if everything else seems dark, the world is theirs. And we really just have to foster them and foster their growth, even without, you know, the person you hope to spend your life with, grow old with, and rear your children with. It's still possible to make them into the best little people they can be. Thanks, High Up, High Chair. This is Mommy Maybell. Oh, and I see now. Wow, I have a bunch of new followers. Welcome, welcome. Okay. And that's the end of the video.
Comments. Shout out High Chairs. Somewhere in there she said shout out to High Chairs in general, I guess.
What does that even mean? Shout out to like to High Chairs?
This or brand?
Or do they mean the brand? Like High Up, yeah. High Chairs.
Come to Brazil.
Portugal loves you.
All right, should we do our last segment?
Yes.
This shook me all week. Whoa!
I'm all about the mohair card. I'm all about the mohair bee. I'm all about the cardigan that I will wear out of mohair G.
Of mohair G?
It's like mohair, comma, G.
Okay.
Like you're a gangster. Mohair cardigan. Got it off Grailed. Did not get a good price on it, but it was worth it because it fits me like a damn glove.
And I love the color, too.
What's that?
I said I love the color. That doesn't matter. that's great. Fall is upon us. Yeah. My favorite season,
no,
baby.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's nigh, when but it's is, not upon us.
When is the first date? I'm just going to do a quick Google.
September 21st.
Don't yell at me. Okay, so it's
September 21st.
No, it's September 22nd for 2021.
Well, that's the first day of fall, I guess. Yeah, but summer ends on the 21st.
So, well.
Nowhere near there.
What shook me is
over
quite similar.
Over 4 weeks away.
Hadn't done it in a while, but I've started putting cinnamon in my coffee. And I haven't done it in a couple of months because it felt too, like, not summery to put cinnamon in my coffee, especially my hot coffee, but I feel that fall is nigh. And can I just say that putting a little dash of cinnamon from the Spice House,
yes,
in my coffee has, I'm like, I am living in Stars Hollow. It is Halloween year round. I am wrapped in a cardigan. And this also ties into, okay, my second half of why it shook me is I'm taking suggestions for Halloween costumes. Already thinking about it now. Oh, also White Lotus season finale. Would love to talk about it. I know you haven't seen it. You haven't watched White
Lotus. I've seen the first two episodes.
Excellent. So that's really it.
Amazing.
If anyone wants to, so last year, Daniel and I were the city of Chicago. We were the concept of Chicago. I was Roxy Hart from the musical Chicago, and Daniel was the city of Chicago. Elizabeth was the moon. So we're really open to anything. I'm open to a solo costume. I think couples costumes are very fun if done well. If you have a trio of costumes that Daniel, Elizabeth, and I could do together, it's August. And listen, next thing you know, it'll be Halloween. So yeah. If you're not thinking about it now, what are you doing?
I'm throwing a Halloween party on October 29th. So that's what I'm focused on. I am worried that I'm going to focus too much on that and then not have a costume.
Or that it won't be able to happen because Delta.
Or that. I think by it in 2 months, I think Delta will have passed, even if it peaked.
I hope so. Jeff, do you have any ideas for costumes?
Also, it'll be vaccinated only. I don't as of right now. I might do The Big Lebowski because I finally have long hair.
That's fun. One day I will do a full Al Pacino costume. I don't know if it's going to be this year, but it might be. It's coming for sure.
It'll be huge.
It'll be huge to be Al. You can call me Al. There it is.
Nice.
Thank y'all for listening to this little bonus Friday. If you're handling dangerous equipment, be careful. Hashtag shout out to plumbers. Hashtag shout out to high chairs.
Shout out to high chairs. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and you can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review and on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Mefri on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at JeffBoyRD.
We'll see you guys again on Tuesday. Woo! With another episode of Review Review.
Really?
Arrivedere.
Chee! Sorry.
We already recorded it.
Chee!
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 That was a HeadGum original.